First up on the line, I have Mr. David Lane, and he's the Managing Director of I'm getting tongue-tied at the moment. Eclectical Ireland. And good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you doing? I'll help you out.
Would you please?
It's Ecclesiastical Insurance. Is the name of the company.
Yeah, I could not get my mouth around that one this morning. And I've been practicing since we set up the interview, so I get it right. And of course, I opened my mouth this morning, and do you think I can get it out?
I'll tell you, Michael, I've been with the company nearly 10 years now, and if I had a penny or a cent for every time somebody asked me to spell Ecclesiastical or pronounce it, I'd be doing very well for myself. So you're not alone in that respect.
Well,
I wouldn't worry about it at all.
There was one thing me trying to say, Ecclesiastical, got it there eventually.
Well done.
But to spell it, absolutely no chance.
Good. Well, I'm learning over the years to try and get it right. But occasionally I get it wrong myself, I must say. But anyway, that's life. So would you like me to tell you a little bit about the company?
Would you please? Given
the challenges of the name. So we're an insurance company, and we're a specialist insurer, and we operate in the areas specifically of charity, heritage, faith and education. So we've been in Ireland, we're celebrating our 40th year in Ireland this year. We've been in operation, the company's been in operation for over 130 years, and it was originally founded in the UK. But we're not just an insurance company, we're different, I think, to every other insurance company in that we're actually owned by a charity. So our distributable profits go into a trust, and then the trust redistributes them back out into the communities where we operate. So I think that makes us unique as an insurance company. And then obviously in terms of our day-to-day kind of provision of insurances, we provide specialist propositions in the four areas that I said of charity, heritage, faith and education. So we've about 35 people working in Ireland. And then we also have a number of different people who work across the group, which, as I said, is headquartered in the UK, but we also have operations in Canada and Australia.
And you've just nailed one of my next questions, because I was going to say you're not limited to just the UK and Ireland, you're actually across the world as well.
We are indeed, yeah. We're across the different places that I said. And we do pretty much the same thing in each country. In the UK, we do a little bit more in that we've got an investment management business, and we also own a couple of broking businesses in the UK. But generally, it's general insurance in those four areas of charity, heritage, faith and education.
And it's a very specialised area, because particularly when you're dealing with charities, they have such a wide variety of activities.
Yeah, absolutely. Like from an insurance perspective, most charities are different. Like when they go, they go from kind of very small kind of local charities, where somebody may have set something up from a personal experience, that they've had a family member who's had kind of heart issues, or had a family member who's had kind of mental health issues or something like that. They may kind of get particularly kind of passionate about it and set something up, which is great. Through all the way through to kind of large kind of global charities that are operating kind of across the world. So the variety from an insurance perspective is absolutely huge. We're very grateful that we're able to provide specialist services to the different charities and provide propositions that meet each of their specific needs, which change given what each of them do.
Indeed. Well, through my job here, I would be speaking with a lot of different charities, and it's just phenomenal the work that charities do, and they do need all the help they can get. And that brings me on nicely to the thing that I think I spoke with you last year about this as well. You're doing a bit of, we say, a festive giveaway. Would you tell us about that?
Sure, yeah. No, you're right. We did speak last year, Michael, and we got great support as a result of it. So we're delighted to be able to kind of talk to you and to your listeners again this year. So we run a campaign called Moving for Good, which started 3 years ago, and it started specifically with what we're about to talk about now, which is the 12 days of giving. And what it is that we will give 120 charities across the UK and Ireland will receive £100,000 over the period from the 7th to the 22nd of December. So we'll pick out 10 winners each day, and it couldn't be easier for people. All you need to do is to log on to a website, and you'd be pleased to hear it's not the ecclesiastical website. It's like an easier one for people to log on to, which is movementforgood.com/12 days. And all you will need to do is put in the name of the charity and the charity registration number. And if somebody's looking for a charity registration number for whatever charity is closest to them, or the charity that they want to nominate, they will be on the charity's website. So the charity, the only stipulation is the charity has to be a registered charity, which obviously the majority of charities are. This is the third year that we've been running this particular 12 Days of Giving. Movement for Good is slightly larger than that. So earlier on this year, we gave £1 million to charities, broken down into two different tranches. And the first part of it was where 500 charities got £1,000 each. And that was a very similar campaign to the 12 Days of Giving, where people just logged on, nominated the charity, put in the charity number, and we picked out the 500 charities. And then the second part of that was that 10 charities got £50,000 each. And I'm delighted that two Irish charities were included in that. The first one was a charity called Parent Plus, which is based in Dublin. And the second one was a charity called Tackling Awareness of Mental Health Issues, which is based up in Belfast. So Movement for Good is a wider campaign that we do, and it's very reflective of us as a business in terms of trying to give back to the community. So we've given away £1 million earlier on in the year. But more importantly, we're now just, and the website is open, so the nominations are open for people for the 12 Days of Giving. So all you need to do, or all your listeners need to do, is to log on to movementforgood.com/12 days, put in the name of the charity, put in the registration number, and the more times the charity gets nominated, the better chance they have of winning the £1,000.
And you mentioned it's quite simple to get the charity number. If I remember correctly, from my own looking up a charity number, if you go into Google or whatever search engine you're using and put in charity registration number or charity registrar, up will come the Irish registrar, and then you can work your way through it there. I think there's a little drop-down menu that will ask you, do you want to get a charity number or find a charity number, and you can go in by the name of the charity and it'll pop up with the number for you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So you can go into the charity registration website, or you can just go in, if you just go into Google or whatever search engine you're using, just put in the name of the charity. Normally in the charity's own website you'll find the charity registration number as well. It tends to be down at the bottom of the homepage, because where the address and the registered details of the charity would be. But it's pretty easy to do, and a lot of the time when you go in, if you go into the Movement for Good website, there's a drop-down menu. If you put in your name of the charity, there's a drop-down as well. So a lot of the charities would be in there already. So we try and make it as easy as possible for people, because, you know, we want to make sure that the charities, if somebody goes to the trouble of trying to nominate the charity, we want to make sure that it goes through and give them every chance of winning one of the awards of £1,000.
And, of course, for our listeners out there, just remember, it's absolutely free to do. There's no having to put in a 20 cent or anything like that. It's completely free to do. Nominate your charity, and they may end up getting €1,000.
Absolutely. It is absolutely free. So there is no cost to the charity, and there's no cost to the individual for nominating the charity. So we'd absolutely encourage people to nominate the charity or the cause that they want to, that they feel closest to themselves. But also we'd like to encourage people to use their different kind of social media platforms or whatever they use, or just tell them, or word of mouth or whatever. Just tell all your friends and your family about it. And the more nominations we get, the better. And then, particularly in this challenging kind of time that we're living in at the moment, charities really need any funding that they can get. So I am absolutely sure that all of the 120 charities will use the €1,000 or the £1,000 in a really strong way. And I must say, you know, you talked about your own experience of working with charities. To work with people across the different charities is it's a real privilege for us, and it's one of the really nice things apart in relation to my own job, is to get to meet these people to do phenomenal work day in, day out. Even in these challenging times, or even more so in these challenging times, they're doing a really, really good job. So I think anything that we can do, also as a company, but also us as individuals can do to help them, the better it is for all of us.
Absolutely. And I know through my own, as you say, my own experiences, any time that you can actually go out there and volunteer or help somebody else, it is amazing how it makes you feel. It really does give you a great boost to yourself and for your own mental health, well-being. Helping somebody else is a great, great thing.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Michael. You said it absolutely perfectly there. So, you know, obviously we want people to try and help the charities from a financial point of view, but again, it's a personal decision. But obviously whenever anybody can get out and volunteer and help the charities, I'm sure it's gratefully accepted and very well received by them and by the people who use the different services as well.
And of course, we'd also call on charities, local charities, national charities, get out there and ask your supporters to vote for you, shall we say. We'll call it vote or nominate you in the Movement for Good festive boost.
That'd be great. We'd be delighted if charities could do that as well. As I said, the more nominations they get, the better the chance they have of actually winning one of the awards.
And we'll just remind the listeners, if you want to put in your nomination, it's www.movementforgood.com/12 days. And that's 12 days.
That is correct, yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And if you really get stuck, if you go into Google and put in Movement for Good, it'll bring you through to it as well.
Excellent. David, it's as ever, it's an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Thanks very much for coming on and telling us about it.
Thank you very much, and the best of luck to all the charities now and to all the people nominating the charities. And we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Everyone, all the best, David. Thank you very much.
Thanks, William. Cheers.
Take care. Bye-bye. Now, there we go. That was David Lane, Managing Director of Eclastic. I'm not going to get it. Eclastical Insurance Ireland. And that is their festive boost, festive financial boost that they are giving away €120,000. They're going to give it out to 120 different charities, and all you have to do to get your charity €1,000, all you have to do is get on to movementforgood.com/12 days, that's 12 days, and put your vote in.